The Gemara Masechta of Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Litzli Inish Slus the Masafi, a person should not daven Musaf, but Talosa Shah Kamaisa, the Yoima, during the first 3 hours of the day, B'Yoima Kamad Reshata, of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, B'Yochid, if he's davening Musaf B'Yechidus. Dilma, for he needs to be concerned. Dima the Mifkadina, as we learned, this is the time when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bekas, and that's when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to, while he davens Musaf, look at his din. Dilma Ma'ayne Be'uvdei, and maybe they're going to look at his actions for Dafchele Mitzchi, and they won't. And they won't accept his tefillos. And as Rashi explains, since during Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, we say Malchus, Achronus, and Shofros, so that's the time when person situation for the whole year is decided on, and therefore a person should be careful to daven during this very important time tefillah b'tzibur. Whereas tefillas musaf of a whole year, you're just saying shvach of the Eibishta, you're just speaking about the kabbonis, so it's not as significant. Derived along the same line says that since Rosh Hashanah is the day where we're judged l'chaim l'moves, and that's the time, therefore, that we need great rachmim, a person should, of course, daven musaf at such a time, in the best way possible. And davening it during that time, b'yichidus, is not the right thing to do. The Paiskim do, however, quote, based on this Gemara from the Arizal, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Arizal would call din a kasha, the day of a harder din. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, he would call din a rafia, the easier din. And therefore, he says, and the basis for the Arizal's statement is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, lo litzli inetz lusta mesofa betlas shal kamais de yoima, be yoima kamadere shatam. So the Gemara is being very specific that this concern is on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not the second day. This continues the Gemara. Ihachi, if this is such a difficult time, so then the Tzibur Nami, even if one is davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, should he not avoid davening during that time? Answers the Gemara, the Tzibur Nafis Chusay. That we can rely that since you davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's when that Chus will help for. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the concern, the Yochid, the Tzafer Namiloi, so then a Yochid should not daven Shachris also be Yechidus during that time. Why is Rabbi Yosef asked the Gemara speaking specifically about Musaf? Answers the Gemara, Kivan the Ikat Sibur or the Kamatzli, since during that time there is a Tzibur that's davening Shachris, Loi Kamitchi, it isn't so problematic, because since he's davening his Shachris at the same time that the Tzibur is davening their Shachris, he could rely on that for that his tefillah will be accepted. So Meraime Sada says that from our Gemara, it seems that as long as there's a tzibur davening at that time, even if the tzibur is not from the town where he actually is residing in, that's enough that his tefillah should be accepted. He asks that the Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, quotes that Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, who was unfortunately ill and wasn't able to come to the Beis HaKnesses to daven tefillah b'tzibur, so he asked them that he should please, he asked them that they should notify him when the tzibur was davening in the Beis HaKnesses, that he'll daven at the same time as they are davening. So it seems that the halacha is that when we speak about a tzibur, it has to be a tzibur of that town. Because if not, certainly there certainly is a tzibur somewhere that's davening at that time. So the Meraim Sada says, of course, when our Gemara, the way our Gemara reads, the way the Gemara Masechta Brachos reads is correct. It doesn't mean that as long as there's a tzibur somewhere in the world davening, it has to be the tzibur of that city. And the discipler here in the Kil Shakuf in Simon Aleph says the same thing. Because otherwise, our Gemara would be hard to understand. Our Gemara is saying that be careful with Musaf because maybe because nobody else is davening Musaf during that time. But there's certainly somewhere in the world that they're davening Musaf at that time. So we see from here, says the stipler, that it has to be, when we speak about the tzibur, that the schus of the tzibur that's davening at that time, it means the tzibur in your city. Taisus, Divrei HaMaskil Kivan, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says, when our Gemara says that if you daven at the same time as the tzibur, it helps your tefillah, that's only that your tefillah should not be pushed away, but that it should have the higher level, that your tefillah should be in the shmas, that only can help if you daven b'mokim shatzibur mispalalim. And Tosfos bases this on a Gemara Masechta Brachos, Davov Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, ain't tefillaso shel adam nishmas ela emet tzibur. The Machzor HaShekel in Ohr HaChaim Siman Tzadik is Tzikotn Yud Zayin says that certainly that's, we shouldn't take such a strict approach, and certainly somebody who's davening at the same time as the tzibur gets tzchar as if he was davening properly tfilosoi, but he doesn't have the schus that is guaranteed that his tefillah should be in the shmas. Says the stipler in that same simon, if this is the way we're going to understand based on Tosfos, we end up with the following scenario. If Tosfos says that even if you're davening at the same time as the tzibur, it isn't quite the same. So when we go back to the beginning of our Gemara, that if you're davening Musaf, that the Gemara gave the example, not at the time when the tzibur is davening Musaf, it would mean that you don't have a mitzvah tefillah at all, which is hard to understand. You are davening. And therefore, he explains as different. He says when Tosfos says ain in the shmas means that it's not a schus or choiv regarding his bakosha being answered. Tfilosa nitches means that on the contrary, that if you're being judged, you'll be judged l'choiv. And unless al pidin, without l'fnim mishuras adin, you have no schusim, to win that case, so to speak, by Shemayim, then you won't be able to prevail in din. However, the stipler takes a different approach. He says, based on the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that the gzar din of a tzibur, even though it was nechtam, through tshuva and tefillah, it could be torn up. As the pasuk says, Kashem Elokeinu B'kol Kareinu Aleph. Ask the Gemara, the pasuk says, Dirsha Hashem B'Motzoi, which seems to mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not always available. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference between a yochid and a tzibur. When we speak about a tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always available. As the Pasuk says, Kashem Elokeinu B'kol Kareinu Olav. The Pasuk speaking in Lashon Rabbim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always available to us. A yochid doesn't have that same power except for 10 days a year. During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, a yochid is considered like a tzibur. Says the stipler, that's pshat in our Gemara. Normally, the tefillah of a yochid is not miskabel. You have to have tefillah of a tzibur. Says the Gemara, that's the rest of the year. But Rosh Hashanah, which is one of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, tefillah yochid is miskabelis. Even though during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah says, the stipler, Tfilas Yochid is also very strong. Still starts off our Gemara during the first 3 hours of the day, when it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and bedin, a Yochid should not daven Musaf. He should daven Bezman Shetziba Mispalulim, even though it's during the Seres Yemei Tshuva. Our Gemara says that that's regarding Musaf. Because if you're going to daven Musaf so early in the day, as we said earlier in the shiur, since in the city where you're living, it's unlikely anyone else is davening Musaf at that time, you have to be concerned. But Shachris, even if you're going to daven Shachris, says the Gemara, at that time be Yechidus, that won't be an issue because the Tzibur is davening Shachris at that time. Says the Magen Avraham in Simen Tzadik Sif Katan Yud Zayin. From here we see that Tfilas Shachris and Tfilas Musaf cannot be combined. Because if we say that Tfilas Shachris and Tfilas Musaf can be combined, says the Magen Avraham, so why don't we say, even if you're davening Musaf at the time when the Tzibur is davening Shachris, you still have the schus that the Tzibur is davening. The fact that the Gemara didn't take that approach is a raya, says the Magen Avraham, that to use the heter of our Gemara, that you should daven when the Tzibur is davening, when the tzibur is davening, and that'll make it work, it has to be the same tefillah. You should be davening Shachris. If you're davening Shachris, be Yechidus. When they're davening Shachris, that will be effective. But if you're davening Musaf, when they're davening Shachris, or vice versa, that would not be effective.